Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed, seeing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul begins to embrace that thought. Embrace it. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing and serve it. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right. So today, I'm going to be talking about follow-through. You know, yesterday I talked about the fact that we need to celebrate our experiences. And I thank you for your comments and questions. And in order to follow up with that, I'd like to talk about some of the things that came up that you have mentioned. You know, there are no accidents, and everything counts. And if you can just get that into your consciousness, then you will start to understand that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are here to continue the creation. It's just that simple. We made the image and likeness of our Creator, and we have the power of free will. Somehow I know the universal idea is that we should just say nothing and not make waves and just kind of go along with society. And although that may be your orientation, because we are here to ruffle feathers, to make changes, transformation, to bring about things, creation, and that which we want, need, and desire. Okay? And we are entitled to the benefits thereof. This is not a question of, you know, he who dies with the most toys, okay? And it's a question of bringing value to the universe, something that not only you can use, but others can use, and you should be duly compensated for that. And the universe is set up so that you are, in most instances. Now, there are those, of course, who put energy out there, bring about change and creation, and they don't benefit at all. And the reason why is because they weren't looking at the enemies. Oh, they weren't trying to benefit themselves. Instead, they overlooked one of the most important things. And I've seen this happen so many times to so many others who have been great innovators and great protectors and great healers and great orators and great teachers. But somehow they forgot to include themselves in the blessings, in the fallout. Okay? They were so busy saving everyone else until they didn't understand that their life was important too. Their needs still had to be met. Oftentimes, we don't do the follow-through. We kick up enough dust and start bringing about change, and we haven't thought things through enough to follow through on bringing into being that which we want to be, do, and have. And so the dream ends. It just fizzles out right there. We have found ourselves at the finish line, and we blame others for it. Oh, well, it wasn't meant to be. It was, you know, it wasn't God's will. Okay, God gave us free will. And as we are responsible for our choices, we are responsible for the outcome as well. And what happens next? The most important thing that you can know, no matter where you are in life, is that you determine what happens next. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what the conditions are, okay? No matter what you have gone through, you determine what happens next. You determine how you're going to see it, how you're going to feel about it, okay? You are determining what changes will be affected. Okay? Because you are naturally a co-creator with God. You are here to create. And sometimes, and this is what I was talking about yesterday in celebrating your experiences, you are here to create. So everything you do is going to have an effect. Yeah, scientists, philosophers, call that cause and effect. Everything is spirit. Everything is energy. Okay? So there's always going to be an effect. And you are responsible for that outcome, that result. And results are the only thing that counts. Sometimes we undermine ourselves, sabotage ourselves. We don't give ourselves credit for the power that exists within us. Some of us actually go ahead half-cocked with our dream, our mission, our objectives, our purpose, and went out anyway, and then we are just amazed, shocked. It's like, oh my God, you know, what am I going to do now? It's like, what do you mean? What are you going to do now? This was your plan. This was your dream. You didn't plan for the success or the outcome? What were you thinking? I mean, people get into marriages, okay, and really hadn't thought things through. I've seen people get into jobs that they later recognized that they didn't really have the capacity and or the interest in doing that. I've seen people get themselves into situations that they no longer had any control over, and it ended up becoming a trap for them because they didn't have a plan as to what happens next. They had no follow-through. Sometimes our learning experiences cause us to create situations that we can't fix it. And we are not here to fix things. We are here to change things, to create things. And sometimes we get caught up in that trap as well, thinking, you know, oh, I need to go back and mend this situation. You cannot change history, but it is. Okay? It's already done. So the question now becomes, what happens next? The number one question most people bring to me as a holistic healer, as a life coach, as a motivational speaker, as a writer, an artist, as a chef, as a psychic, people are asking me, how can they be successful? How can they make money? Well, the first step is to know which direction you're going in. What is it you want to do and be successful at? Okay? If you don't know the answer to that question, then you are always going to be the person in waiting, just randomly being blown from one direction to another direction. And I see that a lot. You know, people are, I'm going to try this, or I'm going to invest in that, or I'll do this and that. And none of which has anything to do with their purpose or their assignment from God. They don't even have a real interest in it. Okay? In other words, they don't care about that which they supposedly are trying to become. So why would your success in that particular venture why wouldn't it fail? You got to be in it to win it. It's just that simple. And if you don't have the follow-through, the imaginings, the vision, the purpose, the plan of action, okay, that will get you from point A to point Z, then you will find that all your dreams will fizzle out. Okay? And your vision will become blurred. And your hopes and your dreams go down the toilet, mainly because you had no follow-through. Some of us will get part of the way there. Have an interest in something or see an opportunity, and I'm all over there. And we start the project. And then we find, oh, it means we're going to have to do a little work. It means that we're going to have to give up some of our TV time. Okay? Or it means that we're going to have to start taking things a little more seriously. And we are just not that committed. But yet we commit to that job or those negative circumstances that condemn us to continue to repeat the past because we have no follow-through for our hopes and our dreams. You see, the universe always says yes. God always says yes. And that's what you got to know about you. Okay? You were made in the image and likeness of your creator. You are here to create. The answer is always yes. The thing is, you have to prepare yourself to receive it, because when you start with the I want this and I want that, or I envision a particular thing, or I'm ready to receive this or that, then there needs to be a plan of action. There needs to be follow through. And if you aren't willing and ready to conceive of that and then achieve that, then again you will find yourself in a trap that you'll find difficult to get out of. And don't blame the trap. The trap has no mind of its own. That trap is your creation. And that's what we do. Some of us set money traps for ourselves. We don't know money. We don't understand it. We don't know anything about it. We just keep thinking that we want it. And we get out there and we don't have what we need. We don't know how to demonstrate the money in our lives. I can't tell you how many people come to me half-cocked with an idea and they are unwilling or unable to receive money. Some people still have negative ideas about money, as if money has some power. Money is simply a piece of paper. Actually, it's not even that anymore, because now money is simply a tool. Okay, that's transferred from one perception to another. Okay, it is your value made manifest. And that's not something that you want to turn against. It's representative of your freedom. That's all it is. It's your status that is representative, ability to be, do, and have the life that you desire. It wouldn't matter whether we were trading chickens or, you know, for clothing or vegetables or whatever else you have. The fact is, it's a barter system. And it's just a note that says payment, entitlement. Okay? And then, of course, value. When you go out and make a purchase, that thing that you've purchased becomes yours. And it is valuable to you, even if it's not valuable to someone else. But it serves a purpose in your life. And if you take that particular possession and you turn it into something that continues to create more value that helps you to expand your personal universe and to generate more money, more freedom, more value, then that follows up. Okay? When you find somebody that you absolutely love, that this touches your spirit in such a way that you just want to bond with this person and be with them and marry them, and you get with them, and then you fail to show up. You have no follow through after the wedding is over. Okay? You're in trouble. It becomes a trap. It's almost like a noose around your neck. Because you had no follow-through. You didn't know where to go from here. And you didn't allow the relationship to develop. Okay? Or you stopped doing the things that you did together to begin with. I find that to be the number one problem with failed relationship. The same thing it took to get her is what it takes to keep her. That's for you, ladies, as well. The same thing it took to get him is what it takes to keep him. Okay? And you'll find he will stay when you fall short in that arena. Follow through is the most important thing in your life. There is absolutely no sense in just going out and having this, you know, and I'm going to stop there before I even finish this sentence and say it. You know, teenagers do that. Okay, when they're immature, they are just out for their single experience. For them, they would do just about anything for a goof or for some momentary experience. And then they go back home and hope their parents didn't find out. Okay? Mature individuals, successful individuals, happy individuals, individuals who are loved and enjoy loving others, have a follow-through. They back it up every time because they want it to grow and expand. You see, that's what follow-through is. It's expansion. Continuing in the same vein and allowing it to grow. But if you're just living for the moment, you will find yourself greatly disappointed in life. Those who go with the flow will find themselves equally disappointed in life. There needs to be a plan of action that follows up that purpose, that assignment, that vision. And then there must be follow through. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the More Joy Program. Jump in. Right now, let's put you on the path to greatness, to happiness, to unlimited joy. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do, and know that I love you.